This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Tropridge. New Mexico Environment Secretary Ryan Flynn updated lawmakers this week on cleanup of Los Alamos National Laboratory. It's a topic Flynn considers one of the top issues before the state. And what Flynn told members of the Legislative Radioactive and Hazardous Materials Committee is the costs to remediate the waste in and around Los Alamos are staggering, and the time frame is lengthy. I'll have details after this word from our media partner.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulcinetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. Did you know that 67% of New Mexicans live in cities, towns, and villages? That's almost 1.5 million folks. The New Mexico Municipal League lobbies on behalf of cities to secure the resources for essential municipal services, such as water, sewer, police, and fire protection. A better New Mexico through better cities.
New Mexico Environment Secretary Ryan Flynn's testimony before the legislative panel Wednesday came on the heels of last week's announcement by the U.S. Department of Energy of a 10-year, $1.7 billion Los Alamos Legacy cleanup contract, with cleanup work targeting contaminated lab radiation dump sites made decades ago. Flynn says problems with cleanup at Los Alamos date back to the Manhattan Project of the 1940s, when scientists in the then-secret community of Los Alamos developed the world's first atomic bomb. Environmental concerns, Flynn reminded lawmakers, simply didn't exist then.
A lot of the work that was done generated radioactive and hazardous waste. That material was kept in what we refer to as landfills or material disposal areas. Or areas of concern, depending on how we're going to talk about from a regulatory perspective. But those are very generous technical descriptions. They were really just holes in the ground.
It was only relatively recently that DOE weapons facilities were directed to follow environmental laws. Now, 70-plus years later, Flynn says the cleanup bills are high and getting higher.
You're talking about a huge public health challenge in terms of cleaning it up, and you're also talking about a huge amount of money. And that $3.8 billion that the Department of Energy estimates it will cost to do the remaining work is a very conservative estimate. In all likelihood, the cost will exceed $4 billion.
The New Mexico Environment Secretary outlined what led to the proposed consent order that's been updated since its first draft in 2005 that will guide future cleanup at LANL.
In the early 2000s, the state began discussions with the Department of Energy on how we can ensure that this legacy contamination will be cleaned up. Those discussions culminated in a consent order in 2005, which is really a contract between the state and the Department of Energy for investigating the nature and the extent of the contamination in and around Los Alamos, and then implementing the remedies for cleaning up those different contamination sites.
The State Environment Department's reviewing public comments, but it's unclear when a final decision on the order will be made. And Flynn bristled at some public comments that enforcement no longer exists under the new document.
The cleanup levels will continue at rigorous levels in the site. Again, the state determines ultimately, based on public health and safety parameters as well as environmental standards, what's the appropriate cleanup level, whether it be for groundwater or for soil, and we will continue to do that moving forward. So we are the regulator. It's ultimately the Department of Environment that makes the final call on whether they have cleaned up to the appropriate level at a particular site.
That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Tropridge.